Wyoming.
Yeah, we actually we hit all western Wyoming, so our folks in Kemmer and Lyman Mountain View, they all get to listen to your insights as well. So it's all good stuff.
Excellent.
Well, Cody, the one thing we need to do is wish you a happy anniversary at 7220sports.com. 2 years already since you guys took the dive and started doing that. Kind of just, I tip my hat to you because I'm sure it was a scary process, but you guys have put out just some amazing content over the last 2 years.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. It was terrifying. It feels like 2 years underwater for sure. it's hard to believe. I did the math on it. And I think we pumped out 1,963 stories in 2 years, and I thought for sure we would have taken a dip with COVID and everything, but just keep trucking along. And you know, obviously there was times it wasn't pretty during COVID, but you know, all I knew how to do was grind it out, and that's what we did. And lucked out, and Town Square Media noticed and bought us out, and that's going to give us longevity for a really long time. So couldn't be happier with where the business is, and I really appreciate that, guys.
Well, I know the Wyoming fans are very, very excited to have all that good content to continue.
Oh, yeah, that makes two of us. Definitely, I wouldn't even know what to do with myself. As you know, Dahl, I'd love to be a regular fan again. That'd be fun, but that's about the only bonus I can see.
Well, Cody, I appreciate all the hard work you do for Wyoming Athletics and coverage. And, of course, boy, how you mentioned COVID and how difficult it was, you know, for 7220sports.com. But how nice does it feel to just have a little certainty this summer and to know that, you know what, Cowboy football is going to be back this fall. It's going to be a normal schedule. Everything's going to. We're going to have fans in the bleachers at War Memorial. I mean, how nice does that feel?
Well, we got a glimpse of it at the spring game on May 8th, you know, having fans in the stands. You know, they're chanting, "It sucks to be a CSU Ram." Everybody's drinking beer. It was glorious. It was normal for a minute. And, you know, we're still doing Zoom calls and stuff like that, but the way that people are talking about things being a certainty, and every time we talk to Craig Bull, he says, "I can't wait to see you guys face to face." And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but you know, it feels so good. And then I always got to do this when this comes up, but I got to give major shout out, major props to Wyoming student athletes who worked their tails off and got stabbed in the brain 3 times a week just to, you know, be able to have a season, because that meant a lot to a lot of people. I know it meant a lot to me. I know it meant a lot to Wyoming fans. So really cool on their part, and they really did a good job. I mean, it can't be easy to be a 19 or 20-year-old and not leave your house or do anything or see your family. So always appreciate them, and there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, and that's all going to pay off.
That's a great point. You know, just being ready for the opportunity to play. And, yeah, I'm going to echo your sentiments. I think the Wyoming kids did as well or better than anyone in the country when it came to that. They said they wanted to be leaders in that regard, and I think they were. And I do think that led to a little bit of frustration. I think I look at it from a fan standpoint. We were frustrated when other teams, you know, when games they get canceled in the middle of the week. I can only imagine what that felt like for those guys, because, like you said, they're getting the big long swab up the nose and they're trying to be ready to play, and then, you know, the news comes in on a Wednesday, it's like, hey, this game's canceled. That must have been incredibly frustrating.
Well, not to mention Dahl turning it on and turning it off, you know, that intensity, that game prep, you know, you're ready for Utah State, well, especially Air Force, you know, you're ready for Air Force to face that triple option you've been planning for them all week, and then, you know, less than 24 hours before game time they canceled. That's got to be extremely hard. So the kids did a great job. I believe Athletic Director Tom Berman said not one event was ever canceled because Wyoming couldn't do it. That's a huge testament to the program and what they were able to accomplish. And just, you know, like I said, I kept putting myself in their shoes. I really tried to, and I'm thinking, man, imagine being over in a college town at 20, 21 years old. You can't go anywhere, and you can't even see mom or dad. I mean, just brutal. And then they did it. They just kept ticking, and the basketball team got better. That was really impressive. You know, those guys were really young, but, you know, they used it to their advantage. And you know, hung out in the gym and worked together and really formed a bond. So there was some bonuses to it, but ready to get back to normal, ready for crowds, ready for fun.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Cody, let's talk about the some of the nitty-gritty of the upcoming season and the team specifically. You mentioned the spring game just took place. UW released their two-deep depth chart this week as well, so that provides a little clarity on personnel and what to expect this fall. Anything jump out to you in the spring game or anything catch your eye in that depth chart that was released?
Well, you know, with the depth chart, you know, the Cowboys they have 95% of their roster coming back from last year. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of races. There wasn't a lot of suspense, you know, as far as battles. However, Coach Bowl said for the entirety of spring football that the quarterback battle was too close to call between Levi Williams and Sean Chambers. Looks like Sean Chambers is getting the nod out of spring, but, you like that they battled so hard. You like that, you know, the competition was so good there. Other than that, there wasn't a lot up for grabs. So I wasn't really shocked by anything on the 2D per se. And then the spring game, you know, I guess you followed this team at all the last few years. You were shocked to see balance. You were shocked to see a lot of throwing. They went out, I think the first play from scrimmage, they were five wide with nobody in the backfield. I mean, we haven't seen that since Dave Christensen days. So it was good to see some balance, good to see some completed passes, nice to see some third and shorts, and even throwing the ball in unpredictable moments like third and short. I don't know if that's what it's going to look like during the regular season, but just some really good stuff as far as that went and the new offensive scheme, and kind of got a glimpse. And then a guy that was just super impressive and stood out in that spring game was Titus Swinn. He's a man child. He opted out of the season last year, but it doesn't look like he sat on his couch and hung out and watched football. He is in the best shape of his life. He busted a 70-plus yard run on a screen pass, and then he busted a 50-plus yard run up the middle. And he looks really good, and he's going to be a nice punch with Trey Smith and Xavion Valade out of the Cowboys' backfield.
Well, and that's kind of where this offense starts. You got Xavion Valade back. He's led the conference the last couple of years. You have super, super senior Trey Smith, it's everything I can do to not make a BYU joke right here. I think Trey is what, 24 now? So, I mean, that's kind of, anyway, but Titus Swinn, when he was a true freshman, we saw glimpses of him. And I thought he was a man-child then, so I'm excited to see what he does now. Another thing that kind of jumped out to me, Cody, was we appear to have more size at the wide receiver position. And I know that was a focus on some of the recruiting, but I'm just looking at the depth chart, 6'2", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2". You've got your tight ends that are going 6'3", and 6'6", and then you've got, obviously, a ton of starts coming back from that offensive line. Tell me, as we look at this new offense that's going to be implemented with Coach Vegan going up to Montana State, is the spring game kind of a, hey, this is what we should expect, or was that sort of a shut up, I gave you some throwing, now leave me alone kind of a thing?
I hope the first one. I think it's going to look more like that. I think it has to, right? I mean, I think that's the thing that's been hampering this Cowboys program for the last 3 years, is not being able to have balance. You know, if this Cowboys team got in a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, forget about it. You might as well just roll the punter out. You know, and they can't do that. You can't compete for titles. You can't even talk about titles unless you can complete, you know, 60-65% of your passes. And the Cowboys have been hovering more around about the 48% mark. So, I know Craig Bohl hopes that those big, tall, strong wide receivers will help with that, will help with the, you know, more explosive plays. Coach talks about that all the time, get more explosive. And he hopes that'll happen when you got bigger guys, bigger catch radius can help some of these younger quarterbacks who maybe aren't on target all the time. But, I mean, for a while there, as you know, Dahl, they had the Austin Conways, the Rocket Ishmaels, the John Ockwallies. Those guys were all about 6 foot, 6 foot one. Almost like scat back type of size on those dudes, like all slot receivers. Now they've got guys that are 6'2", 6'3". Isaiah Nair, obviously being the leader of the pack there. really excited for him. He's really shown progress, and I think last year he led the country with 31, 32 yards per catch. Unfortunately, he didn't catch enough balls, though, to win it, to win that title at the end of the year. He only caught 8 balls, so that's going to be a huge emphasis. Really excited about that, and the offensive line has 145 combined starts. That's the strength. You know they're not going to get away from the blueprint too much, but they need to capitalize on being able to run the ball and get the ball through the air and get some first downs.
You know, Cody, one of the surprises from last year, and typically you don't see this position come as a surprise, but it did. That was true freshman kicker John Hoyland last year, and kind of the breakout he had and as a place kicker and how well he did. Did you see him kick it all in the spring? Do you feel like John Hoyland is going to just keep going where he left off?
Well, he missed a point after attempt, so I'm terrified at this point. But no, he Wally Pipps poor Luke Glassick from Buffalo last year before that Nevada game and just came in and just easily stroked 4 and took him into overtime. No big deal. I mean, that kid's he's just a cool customer. And he looks like he's about 13 years old, so it doesn't really feel the pressure. And he's kind of a fun kid. It's different. I mean, I think of kicking in a totally different way because I did a segment where Cooper Roth taught me how to kick field goals last year, and it's not easy. It is absolutely one of the hardest things I've ever done, and I felt like I tore my hamstring and my groin and the whole nine the next day, so. Good to have a place kicker. That has to be a good feeling heading into the season. You tend to overlook those, and then you need those guys in the big moments.
Cody, I tend to look at this program with tinted glasses. I'm a very optimistic guy. Last year, I was expecting. The last couple of years I've been conference championship. Obviously, last year was disappointing in a lot of different ways, but I also feel like this is a program and a team that thrives on being able to work with the coaching staff and work with each other. And I feel like that probably was a bigger aspect of what took place last year than I wanted to believe. But this year, Cody, my big question, are we going to beat Boise State? Are we going to win the conference? Are we going to go over the 8.5 is what they're asking.
I tell you what, Dawg, every player we got over Zoom this spring mentioned the word championship. And if they're going to if they're going to do that, then we're going to do that, right? Even in the media, even as fans, they need to be held to that standard because, you know, let's be real. There's no excuses. The excuses are over. It's done. This team has, I don't remember this much depth on a Wyoming team ever. I think back to 96, that team was loaded, but they didn't have depth like this. They didn't have 145 combined starts on the offensive line. This team's got it all. And where it's so important, as you guys know, is at the line of scrimmage. And the Cowboys are 2-3 deep across the board with guys who have starting experience. Now, of course, other teams around the country are in the same boat with the Cowboys. They, you know, had a lot of guys stay, get that extra year from the NCAA. But, you know, I think Wyoming, imagine the bond they would have formed the last year being together. I mean, they couldn't be around anybody else, so. This team is absolutely tight, you know, as far as Sean Chambers goes. They absolutely love him. I know nobody was upset about that, him being in the starter. So they're just really – they're done talking. And you can tell in Craig Bohl, there's a different tone in him because nobody hated COVID like Craig Bohl. Brutally honest in his last few press conferences of last year. And he said it's time to kick the damn door down. And you don't hear him talk like that very often. So – I think he's got that won't be denied attitude, and so do some of his players, and they should. They really should because it's time. He's been here for 8 years. They've only been to one conference championship game. It's time.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, joining us this morning. Wyoming Cowboys open the season September 4th versus Montana State. Home opener the following week on the 11th. That is the home opener. Montana State. So, Cody, thank you so much for your time. Anything else that you feel is worth mentioning here before we cut you loose?
Wouldn't it be just crazy if Brent Vegan had his quarterbacks throw the ball 45 times in that opener against Montana State? Be prepared for that.
You know, it is going to be kind of an intriguing matchup just because of that. I wonder what they're going to bring to the table, but, yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, well, all I know is I can't wait, fellas. So let's have a beautiful, fun summer and get down to Laramie this fall.
That's Cody Tucker. Find him at 7220sports.com. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.